This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready? There's a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Luka gets around the lead.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Taco Man Audio Magazine is on the air. From the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to the Audio Magazine. Straight up, of course, we'll have the heavyweight champion of late night TV. I'm talking about Seth Meyers. Right? Seth brings it like nobody else. Of course, Seth can bring it. Jarrett Stidman. Who is he? Maybe he's the guy that's going to replace Tom Brady. That's right. There's a new kid in town, baby, a new guy in town. And of course, the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, of course, they've got a 41-year-old quarterback in Tom Brady, man. How long can he go, man? Even if he is like Teflon and the $6 million man as far as his body is concerned. And bottom line is, how much longer can he go before he takes one good hit? And remember, one good hit at age of 40 can be fatal, if not detrimental. Straight up, we'll hear about the Tom Brady, the Jarrett Stidman situation, of course, in New England. My man Bill Belichick and what he's doing about that. And, of course, we'll bring in the kid. Now, I'll talk about our resident king. That's right, Dominic and his Dom's Dino will fill out segment number four. Of course, Dominic, around here, we just love him. He's like the star of the show. And, of course, I'd love to portray his, be able to bring you his dialogue on the sports world at large each and every week here as far as part of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Now, no phone calls for this show. We can't take any phone calls. I said this is an audio magazine. But what you can do is you can send us a text. You can text the Taco Man Studio, and the text line number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That's the Johnny Taco Studio text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You want to take a chance on that?
Corporate profits and CEO pay are soaring despite the president's promise to be a champion of the working class. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Donald Trump has many weird rhetorical tics. He knows like 5 words. He'll never correct himself if he mispronounces something. And in general, he sounds like Joe Pesci after 5 shots of Novocaine. But one of the weirdest rhetorical tics he has is a story he likes to repeat at public events. He keeps saying that big, strong, tough guys are coming up to him and crying because he's saving the economy. He's done it many, many times. And he repeated it again during a roundtable on the economy this week.
A strong man came up to me, tough kind of a guy, and said, I want to thank you, Mr. President, for saving our country. And he had tears coming down his eyes.
Men that were tough and strong, women that were tough and strong, they'd see me, their tears coming down their eyes.
A man came up to me and he was crying. Strong man, big, tough guy, but he was crying.
I've had such an incredible experience with the miners. Of the 9, 8 of them were crying.
Steel workers came up to me and they were crying.
Big people from big companies, they've been to the White House 50 times. In one case, I won't say who, the person came into the Oval Office and started to cry.
I mean, there are so many things that are weird about Donald Trump, but this is one of the weirdest. Who are these big, strong, tough guys who are supposedly coming up to him and crying? You gotta see them. They're big, muscular weightlifters, and I mean, they're just bawling. One of them came up to me, tears streaming down his face, and he asked me a question. It broke my heart. He said, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And I... Trump, of course, tells these stories because he spent his political career cultivating the myth that he is a hero to the working class. While in reality, as we found out yet again recently, he and the political elite he claims to hate have overseen an economy in which corporate profits and CEO pay are soaring. In fact, one of the most profitable companies in the world is even getting a tax refund.
An NBC News report reveals that twice as many corporations, are you ready for this, are paying zero taxes under President Trump.
A new analysis found twice as many companies paid nothing in taxes last year under the Trump tax law. The number jumped from 30 to 60.
Now, this includes major companies like Amazon, Netflix, and Delta.
In 2018, Amazon reported more than $11 billion in taxable income and paid $0 in federal taxes. And it's even worse than that. Amazon is actually getting a federal tax refund of $120 million this year.
I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a capitalist or a socialist or whatever, but if one of the richest companies in the world, run by one of the richest men in the world, is getting a tax refund, then the system is up. I mean, Amazon... Amazon shouldn't get a refund. It's where regular people go when they get their refund. Well, thank you, Uncle Sam. Looks like someone's getting that new Brita filter. The imbalance between what corporate CEOs make and what their employees make is staggering and insane. And to demonstrate that, California Congresswoman Katie Porter, a former professor of consumer law, decided to do a simple math problem during a hearing last week with J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. This year, Dimon got a raise to $31 million, so Porter gave Dimon a budget scenario involving a bank teller who lives in Porter's district to make an entry-level salary. Porter asked Dimon how he would deal with that budget, and he did not have an answer. Here's just the first part of that exchange.
She had $2,425 a month. She rents a one-bedroom apartment. That average one-bedroom apartment is going to be $1,600. She spends $100 on utilities, $400 for car expenses and gas. A low food budget is $400. She has a Cricket cell phone, the cheapest cell phone she can get, for $40. She has after-school child care because the bank is open during normal business hours. That's $450 a month. That takes her down to negative $567 per month. My question for you, Mr. Dimon, is how should she manage this budget shortfall while she's working full-time at your bank?
I don't know that all your numbers are accurate. That number is generally a starter job.
She is a starting employee. She has a six-year-old child. Okay, this is her first job.
And you can get those jobs at a high school, and she may have my job one day.
Maybe the teller would be better at running your bank than you are. Under Dimon, J.P. Morgan has been fined $2.8 million over improper safeguards for customers, $65 million for trying to rig a benchmark rate, $135 million from the SEC, $13 billion over bad mortgages, and another $1 billion for just a bunch of other scandals. And on top of that, every time I go to your bank, the pens have been stolen from the chains. And how am I supposed to fill out a deposit slip without a pen? Am I supposed to bring my own pen to the bank? Because no one carries pens anymore. Either have more pens or get stronger chains. Also, during that exchange, Dimon actually told Porter those numbers aren't accurate. So Porter responded by posting a photo of herself on Twitter with a whiteboard proving that her numbers were accurate. Look at that. She literally showed her work. This is the first time anyone in Congress has ever gotten extra credit. Usually, the only math members of Congress are doing is counting sheep.
It's about trying to do what's right for the whole country. And if your heart doesn't break when you...
Look at him. He just realized, oh, I fell asleep live on C-SPAN. And based on that camera work, C-SPAN realized that was the most exciting thing that ever happened on C-SPAN. Someone's asleep. Take camera 5. We only have one camera. Move camera 1. Porter kept going. She pressed Dimon on how he would solve her constituents' budget shortfall, and he still would not answer.
She doesn't have the ability right now to spend your $31 million.
I'm totally sympathetic.
She's short $567. What would you suggest she do?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Would you recommend that she take out a J.P. Morgan Chase credit card and run a deficit?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Would you recommend that she overdraft at your bank and be charged overdraft fees?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
So I know you have
I'd love to call up and have a conversation about her financial affairs and see if we can be helpful.
See if you can find a way for her to live on less than the minimum that I've described.
Just be helpful.
You're acting like it's some unsolvable math problem instead of just paying her more money. Diamond's going to be up all night at a chalkboard trying to crack this one Goodwill Hunting style. Let's see. She has $2,000 and I have $31 million. Damn it, numbers, why won't you crunch? Now, the reason these companies get away with this is basically just because we let them. That's it. They have teams of lawyers that help them use deductions and loopholes, and many of them stash their profits offshore. And that's why Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiled a new plan recently to specifically target companies that don't pay taxes.
Today, Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, rolled out a plan to tax big corporations that use loopholes in the tax code. She tweeted, giant companies like Amazon shouldn't be able to get away with paying $0 in federal corporate income taxes.
Her plan is called the Real Corporate Profits Tax, and it focuses on raising the tax rate for companies that make over $100 million.
We've got a corporate tax rate, but as you know, the thing has just been lobbied to death. It's full of loopholes and breaks and special deals so that a company like Amazon that makes $10 billion in profits can walk away paying nothing in taxes. That's just not fair.
I love the idea that Warren is taking on one of the most valuable public companies in the world. She should publish her plan on Amazon just so we can see the recommendations below it. You might also like jailing Wall Street bankers or Bernie Sanders yelling at a billionaire. We're living in a gilded age, a massive inequality that predates Trump. It's baked into the system. He just lied about it and made it worse. For example, for years, the media has pointed to the stock market as a sign of economic success. And Trump, of course, loves to brag every chance he gets about how well the stock market has done under his presidency. And he did it again this week.
We've created a tremendous stock market. People are making a lot of money.
Our markets are hitting records all the time. I have many, many records of the highest stock market.
The stock market is way up again today, and we're setting a record literally all the time. The stock market is right now almost at an all-time high. I have about 18 records. It then went down a little bit because we had to do a couple of trade deals, and people didn't understand. Now they're starting to say, you know, that was pretty good. That's good what he's doing.
Oh, they were saying that? Were they also crying?
They were saying it's good what he's doing, and they were, tears streaming down their faces and then down onto their jack torsos. These guys were so strong and so sad, just pumping iron and crying their eyes out.
But the stock market is not the real economy. In fact, it's mostly just a sign of how the wealthy few are faring. One study found that nearly 40% of the market is owned by the richest 1% of the population, while the bottom 90% of the population owns just 19% of stock market wealth. This is why it just makes basic sense to people that the rich should pay more in taxes. On top of the corporate tax, Warren also proposed a wealth tax on assets over $50 million. And Bernie Sanders even went on Fox News this week to attack Trump's tax bill during a town hall, and he actually got cheers from the crowd.
I happen to believe that a tax bill written and pushed by Trump, who told the American people that that tax bill, some of you may recall, would not benefit the wealthy. Remember that? Oh, it's not going to benefit the wealthy. 83% of the benefits went to the top 1%. So I think that's a bad idea. And in my view, people, whether it's me, you, probably make a lot more money than I do. But whether it's me or you or anybody else, I think wealthy people and large corporations that are making billions in profits should start paying their fair share of taxes.
But Senator, and that was on Fox News. I mean, talking like that and getting cheered on Fox News is like getting cheered for praising the Yankees in Boston. He's right. Gita's a legend, and Starbucks is a superior option to Dunkies. After that moment, the Fox News anchors asked Bernie why he doesn't choose to voluntarily pay more in taxes than he owes, and he turned the question around on them.
Your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution, I'm not going to take those?
Come on, but dearie, I pay the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you get Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
Yeah, well,
good. Well, I am eagerly awaiting your doing that.
First of all, there's nothing better than old man sarcasm. Why don't you put your phone away at the dinner table? I will. Well, I am eagerly awaiting you doing that. And when you are done, maybe we can participate in the social media I grew up with called eye contact. And then, after that, Bernie directly addressed Trump and challenged him to release his tax returns.
I guess the president watches your network a little bit, right? Hey, President Trump, my wife and I just released 10 years. Please do the same. Let the American people know how much we owe.
And you know Trump was watching that because, you know, he always watches. And also, Bernie on Fox News felt like one of those crossover episodes where a character from one show goes on another one, like when Fonzie went on Laverne and Shirley, but this is one that didn't make any sense. It was like an episode of The Sopranos where Carrie Bradshaw stopped by the Bada Bing. I didn't find love in New Jersey, but you can't blame a GABA girl for trying. One thing's for sure, it's a night I'll never forget about. Actually, I'm Miranda. We're living in an age of soaring corporate profits and CEO pay, and when struggling Americans find out how much CEOs are making or how little in taxes they're paying, they're all saying the same thing. This has been A Closer Look.
From Seth Meyers to New England, baby, Bill Belichick picking a new kid on the block. With Jarrett Stidman, is he the replacement, or Tom Brady the eventual replacement? That and more on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't take anything for granted. I really don't. I enjoy it. You know, I think we all work hard at it, but to get to this point is really exceptional. And I'm proud of the guys for making the commitment. And certainly not easy. I think everyone at this point is You know, you're tired, you're worn down, but at the same time, you have, you know, one of the great opportunities in your life. And this is a memory you'll have forever. And I really hope, you know, we can go out and take advantage of it.
Second down and three. Brady in the gun from the Ram 31. Shotgun snap. Arches a pass down the near sideline. Over the shoulder. Diving catch at the 5. Gronkowski down to the 2. Falls. He was double teamed. Down the sideline. It's a pickup of 29. First and goal to go. New England. What a catch by Gronkowski. It's a second down and 7. Brady's in the gun. 34-yard line of Los Angeles. He's got 4 wide. He looks into the Ram nickel. Arms outstretched. Moves his receiver, Edelman. Shotgun snap. Sets and throws a line drive to the near sideline. It's bobbled up. And on the ricochet, it's intercepted. It's picked off by Littleton. The linebacker gets it on the ricochet on the near sideline. On a pass intended for a Patriot wide receiver, it's returned to about the 27-yard line of the Rams. Tom Brady has just thrown an interception on a pass intended for Hogan. Broken up on the play by Nickell Robey-Coleman.
This is Sports Overnight America.
The New England Patriots have taken a quarterback. Jarrett Stidham out of Auburn. This is a mature kid, productive player in the SEC. We had heard that maybe they would have liked that, you know, the Buffalo kid who's 6'7", but they decided to go this way. Surprised that if they're going to take quarterback, or explain to me that maybe you're not surprised.
I still wouldn't be surprised if they took Tyree Jackson, because I don't know what they know he's going to be or anybody knows what he's going to be. But a kid who taught himself
big
to play quarterback off of YouTube and a 6'7", who runs like that, for a team that, let's face it, everybody's saying their biggest need is tight end, and they keep trading out of spots where tight ends are going.
The AAF used that too. The kid, I can't remember his name, the AAF, played for Birmingham.
Oh, yeah, was it Luis Perez or something
Perez,
like that?
Yeah, Perez, yeah.
But anyway, I think they just look at him as something they can mold and maybe develop. This is obviously, he's going to get a chance to play in camp. I don't know that he's going to beat out Brian Hoyer as the number two. I think Brian Hoyer is somebody who's won games in the league, and if Tom Brady's down for a couple of weeks, I think you want to have somebody who's won games in the league behind him, and whether they carry three or not, who knows. But obviously, they take quarterbacks all that. They've been drafting quarterbacks for 5 years.
We like the pick on this side of the
I like the pick because I like Jarrett Stidham. I think I would have had him as the 6th quarterback of this entire group if you're looking at where they should be taken for this reason. He's got a ton of potential and talent. He's the type of guy that if he's going to throw in a T-shirt and shorts, you love him. He's got good mechanics. As you noted, he's mature. He's smart. He dealt with a system at Baylor before he transferred, then went to Gus Malzahn system there at Auburn. Good decision maker. You don't see him forcing the football. There's a couple things, though, that concern me. He's inaccurate at all levels. You can notice that the short, intermediate, and deep at times. And I think that can be a little bit skewed depending on what's asked of him, who he had out around him. We haven't seen a bunch of Auburn wide receivers go in the draft, have
right.
we? So that can always play a factor into it. And then on top of it, I'm a little bit concerned, you know, overall, just looking at how can he develop. Is he going to get a chance to develop? Because you talked about it. Could he beat out Brian Hoyer in this offense? No. It's a tough offense for any rookie to come in, especially considering what he was given at Auburn, and then come into a system where their quarterback has to do everything in New England. So are they going to give him time to develop? Are they going to give him time to get those reps that he needs to become more consistent as a passer? And then really the other thing was pressure. When he would get pressure at times, I don't know that he handled it as well with the type of pocket awareness that you know you see from a guy like Tom Brady. Now, granted, he's the greatest of all time, and maybe that will improve when you're watching the greatest of all time do it in practice on film every day. But I really do feel like this can be a good fit, and it's New England thinking about life after Tom Brady, and you have to think that way right now.
Pete Prisco, Ryan Wilson, do you like the Stidham pick in New England, quarterback?
I do. I think this is a good pick. Look, I'm with Brady. I think he was the 5th quarterback in this draft. And if you're New England, you know, you need to start looking for the potential replacement for Tom Brady. Now, they drafted Tom Brady in the 6th round. I would love to have seen all of us sitting here when Tom Brady went in the 6th round. Ah, he's a backup. He's a throwaway. He won't mean anything. So who knows? But I'm with Brady. He needs to get a lot of work in. I joked on Twitter. I said they already flipped him for a 3rd-round pick like every other quarterback that they've drafted in the last couple of years. So New England knows what they're doing. This makes a lot of sense for them.
He's a good athlete. We saw him at the Senior Bowl, and we talked to him, and I asked him what was his best quality if he were talking to NFL teams. He said leadership. He didn't say athleticism. He didn't say arm strength. Last year's team in Auburn, not very
terrible.
Good. Offensive line wasn't blocking. His receivers weren't catching, and he actually regressed from 2017. It felt like he was going through his progressions, and once his first read wasn't there, his head was down. He was trying to escape the pocket, and bad things usually happen. He'll have time to learn behind Tom Brady, who could be there for another 5 or 6 years. I think it makes sense in the fourth round.
From New England to Dom's Diner. Next up, Dominic Jimenez on the Taco Man Audio Magazine from Sports Byline.
Brady Edwards with White to his right. Three to the left, including Gronkowski in a triangle with Hogan and Edelman. Gordon to the right. Brady, left foot forward, extending the hands, waiting on the snap. Adjusting at the line, takes the head-high snap against the three-man rush. He lobs a throw left for Edelman, who's open and backpedals to make the catch in the left side of the end zone.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
There's not a guy in this room that really gives a rat ass about candlelight dinners. Women seem to think we like them, but, you know, it's never our idea. I mean, does he have them with his friends when you're not around? Absolutely not. During the Super Bowl, okay, Bob, you get the Doritos, I'll get the candles. First down, yes! You make a candlelight dinner for a guy, believe me, he's sitting there squirming in his chair. I can't see the goddamn potato. This sucks. The hell did she make? What is this, a turd, a piece of corn? Honey, at least put on the TV, get some light over here. So romantic. It's right up there with taking a bath or a shower together. Cannot tell you how many times I'll come home at night, the wife will have a little bath made. She doesn't get it. She'll have candles in the bathroom like some kind of voodoo sacrifice. What are you doing?
Oh, I made us a bath.
You made us a bath. You ever see me take a bath? No, I don't take a bath. I can't even get my own fat butt in the tub without my feet halfway up the wall. We've tried this before. It doesn't work. I always get the side with the faucet in my back. Ow! Ow! Yeah, honey, I'd love to get a hard-on. There doesn't seem to be any room. Taking a shower together. That really sucks, fellas. See, women like that because they're the ones under the hot water. We're standing there like a moron with a shriveled up f***ing soap on our face. This is terrific, honey. I got no penis. I got shampoo in my eyes. Let me know when there's no more hot water. It'll be my turn. I'll be right over here. I'm cold. I'm naked. My f*** looks like a stack of buttons.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Heaven help us.
What's going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez here, and it is time. The diner is open. It's time for another edition of Dom's Diner here on the Taco Man Audio Magazine on Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Let's go right into it. Actually, before we do that, in case you're not familiar with Dom's Diner and what we do here, we take a look at the best and the worst in the week of sports. We give shout-outs, highlight some of the guys and gals and women and dudes who had amazing weeks in the week of sports. We highlight awesome sports stories. We also take a look at people who had really bad weeks, and a little bit of the sports absurd things that are like, did that guy really say that, or did that really happen? So we kind of have some lighthearted moments while also giving shout out and giving credit where credit is due. So without further ado, let's go. First off, we're going to start with winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
My first winner, the Milwaukee Bucks. They win their first playoff series since 2001. Yes, I know, 18 years. A little bit of context. The leading scorers in 2001 in that playoff series that they won, Ray Allen and Michael Redd. A couple names you haven't heard in a while. At least you haven't heard them in a while in regards to, he played really well. He hasn't been out of the league for a handful of years now, especially Michael Redd. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, kind of did it all in that series-clinching game, the sweep over the Detroit Pistons. Giannis went for 41 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 blocks. I know MVP voting doesn't take into account the postseason, but man, is he making a further case, if you will, really exemplifying why he is indeed an MVP candidate for the regular season. Again, postseason doesn't matter, but hey, he's balling, continues to ball out, carrying over that terrific form that he had pretty much all season. So first winner there, Giannis and the Bucks. Second winner, the San Jose Sharks. Their comeback in the third period of Game 7 against the Las Vegas Knights was something to behold. The Sharks were losing the series 3-1, so they could be winners just from coming back from being down 3-1. That makes them winners as it is. And then they're losing in Game 7. They are losing 4-0. It is not looking good for the Sharks. And then Joe Pavelski gets knocked out. It was 2 clean checks. I want to say it was Reeves and Stasny are the two that checked Pavelski. But Stasny checks Pavelski as he's off balance, and he ends up hitting his head on the ice, gets knocked out, he's bleeding. The Knights get a 5-minute major penalty. So the Sharks have a power play for 5 minutes. And the thing about a major penalty and game misconduct penalty, under most circumstances, a power play goal ends the power play. That's it. But when there's a game misconduct, a 5-minute penalty like that, it keeps going. So even if the Sharks were to score a goal, the power play would continue. It wouldn't automatically end once the first goal happens. So what do the Sharks do? They score 4 goals in 4 minutes. Excuse me, I said they were winning 4-0. They were losing 4-0. They're actually losing 3-0. My apologies. They score 4 goals and take the lead. And then the Vegas Knights, with under a minute left, score another equalizer, 4-4. They go to overtime again, where Barkley Goodrow ends up being the hero for the Sharks, and he scores with a couple minutes left in overtime. And the Sharks advance on to the Western Conference semifinals against the Colorado Avalanche, and subsequently defeat the Colorado Avalanche in Game 1 to take a 1-0 lead in that series. So, Sharks are definitely winners this week. Next winner, Shane Long. Who? Yeah, he's the Southampton striker, soccer, English Premier League, also of Ireland. He scores the fastest goal in Premier League history. Just bear with me. Fastest goal ever in the over 100-year history of the Premier League. Goes to Shane Long, who just did it this week. 7.7 seconds. Now, yes, it was a terrific finish by Shane Long. A great play by him to get the ball. But the defender colossally screwed up. Southampton's opponents, they get the opening kick. They pass it to the defense. The defense tries to pass it to one another. Shane Long got his foot in the way, deflected it, and then ended up chipping it over the goalie. So, shout out to Shane Long. 7.7 seconds. Fastest goal in Premier League history. Next winner. We're going to keep it in the Premier League. Manchester City. 147 goals this season. An English Premier League record. And we talked about Manchester City so much because they almost went perfect last season. No losses. Sorry, I shouldn't say perfect. Undefeated. Almost no losses last season. They ended up getting a couple losses late in the year. And they were on the winners list frequently all of 2018. Here we are now. They're on the winners list again. 147 goals this season. English Premier League record. There's still four games left. Let that sink in. Four games left, and they've already set the goals record. 147. Shout out to Manchester City. Definitely winners. Final winner, Dame Dalla. Damian Lillard. Portland Blazers point guard drops 50 points and the game winner to eliminate OKC in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. Third player ever to score 50 points in a closeout series win. The other two? Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, Hall of Famers. They had been swept out of the playoffs 2 years in a row, and Lillard was also the first Blazer to score 50 in a playoff game in franchise history. Paul George, after the game, who was guarding Lillard on the 40-foot shot, says, yeah, it's a bad shot. Well, fun fact for you, Paul George, under most circumstances, yes, that probably was a bad shot. However, Damian Lillard on shots of 37 feet or longer in the series was 5-for-5. So I'm inclined to say it was a very good shot. Probably great because he made it. So shout out to Damian Lillard and the Blazers winners this week. First loser staying in that exact same basketball series, OKC and Russell Westbrook. No road playoff wins since Kevin Durant left 3 years ago. How about that? All of the talk about, oh, okay, we don't need KD. Oh, he's a cupcake. He left. But you know what? We got Russ still. Screw KD. Forget him. They haven't won a road playoff game since. Obviously, haven't won a... haven't gotten very far in the playoffs since he left either. They'd have to have home court advantage, go to Game 7, and win all four games. Which they did a couple times. In order to get to the next round. That's not a sustainable model for winning games. So, OKC and Russell Westbrook, no road playoff wins since KD left 3 years ago. Next loser, the Detroit Pistons. They set an NBA record for consecutive losses in the playoffs after being swept by the Bucks. That's 14 straight losses now. Three sweeps, and they blew a 3-2 lead in the prior series to lose that one too. That's how you get to 14 losses, folks, in a row. Three sweeps, and you blow a 3-2 lead. You blow the 3-2 lead, that's two losses, and you get swept three times, that's another 12, for 14 consecutive playoff losses. I almost want to say good job, good effort to them, but they're just going to be losers this week. I do want to give a shout out to Blake Griffin, who missed the first couple games of the series because of a knee injury. He gutted it through in games three and four. He played well, was obviously hampered by the injury, and then like 2 or 3 days after the series ended, he went under arthroscopic knee surgery on that bad left knee of his. So he grinded, he gutted it out. He knows he's the star player of the Pistons. He had to be out there for his team, especially after they were down 2-0. Unfortunately, his efforts were for naught, and as I said, they were swept out of the playoffs by the Detroit Pistons. Final loser for the week, LeSean McCoy. Let me tell you what Shady McCoy, the running back for the Bills, did Friday morning. Now, if you are not a movie person or you're just not very conscious of what's going on in entertainment or whatever, Avengers Endgame came out Thursday night. The first full day of it being out was on Friday. Widely considered one of the biggest movie, most anticipated movies. It's the culmination of the last 12 years of Marvel Cinematic Universe, Marvel's movies, superhero movies. It's the culmination of it. I'm not going to give any spoilers as to what will happen to the Avengers, Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, Black Widow, the Incredible Hulk, Thor. So many characters, and a lot of these actors have been with these characters from the beginning. Iron Man and Captain America were at the very start of this whole franchise for Marvel. But LaShawn McCoy didn't care that the movie had literally been out for less than 24 hours because he tweeted two major spoilers to the movie. Early Friday afternoon, fans let him have it. I'm not going to tell you what the tweets are because I'm not going to spoil the movie if you haven't seen it yet. But boy, LaShawn McCoy, come on, dude. At least post a spoiler alert at the beginning of the sentence, because the spoiler he dropped, I watched the film. The spoiler he dropped is a huge spoiler. I'm not going to spoil it for you, and I hope you don't go look at LaShawn McCoy's Twitter feed prior to watching the movie, because he will spoil the movie for you. He ruined it. Anybody who hasn't seen it yet, it's literally one of the biggest moments in the movie, and he spoiled it. Where's SpongeBob at? Spoiled it. LaShawn McCoy, definitely on the loser's list. Say what now?
Say what?
We're almost out of time, folks. Say what? Nick Saban, he's had more first-round draft picks than losses at Alabama. Going into this year's draft, which began on Thursday, Nick Saban had 26 first-round picks. You can add at least another off the top of my head. I know Jonah Williams and... there's another two. Jonah Williams, offensive lineman, and Josh Jacobs, the running back. I know for sure they were both drafted. Forgive me if I don't have the list in front of me. I don't know if another guy was drafted. But that's at least two more. So make it 28 first-round picks in his 12 seasons at Alabama, and he's had 21 losses. That is amazing. The recruiting talent that he's bringing in, the development of the players that he brings in, and the just sheer dominance on the football field that Nick Saban does at Alabama is to be admired. So that is definitely a say what, because how did he manage to do that? I don't know, but you gotta give him props. Nick Saban, one of, if not the best college football coach. I'm sure Dabo Sweeney over at Clemson can make a run at that money, but Nick Saban has been doing it for a very long time at this level. And before we wrap things up here, good job, good effort. Neymar was suspended for three Champions League games next season, PSG already eliminated, after he insulted referees on Instagram. Now, I know Rick Tittle here, host at Sports Byline USA, will tell you social media is the root of all evil. Nothing good comes from social media. I disagree. A lot of good can come from social media. However, when you post stuff like this, yes, social media is nothing but evil. Neymar, what were you doing, dude? Good job, good effort. I don't know what you were thinking. The refs, we lost to Manchester United and it was all the refs' fault. It's one thing to do it post-game in the locker room as they're interviewing you. It's another thing to go out of your way to make an Instagram post about it. And now you're suspended three Champions League games. PSG, very good. And if he's still with PSG, they'll have no problem winning in those groups and getting out of the group of those three games. But he still got suspended three games for insulting the referees on Instagram. Good job. Good effort. That's going to wrap things up here at the diner. I am Dominic Jimenez, and you are tuned in to the Taco Man Audio Magazine, exclusively on Sports Byline USA.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Bro. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
And you know who never gets a death penalty? Are crazy people and mentally ill people. Anybody who's got a problem, like a Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember that guy? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? Dahmer was eating a lot of people. And they never gave him the death penalty because he was ruled insane. What a surprise. But if a guy's crazy, that's the defense in America. He doesn't know what he did. He cannot be held responsible for his actions. Well, if he doesn't know what he did, then he doesn't know we're going to kill him. The guy's that crazy. You put the guy in the electric chair, we'll tell him it's a ride. Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Get the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
Interesting look at Jarrett Stidman. Of course, the young man from Auburn. Now he led Auburn to a 2017 Iron Bowl victory, so he's got some pressure. He knows how to handle pressure. They say he's really a smart guy. Bottom line is we'll see what he has to do as far as the future of the New England Patriots is concerned. But there has to be a future, and the future cannot include Tom Brady. Sorry, folks. You guys don't want to hang on to the days gone by? keep hanging. I think Tom Brady's damn lucky. So there's no doubt he's a fantastic athlete. There's no doubt about it. Tom Brady's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, if not the GOAT, if not the greatest of all time. But he's still going to be 41 years old. And when you're 41 years old, your body can break. And if his body breaks, if he gets hit the wrong way, guess what? It won't be just an injury. It could be something serious for Tom Brady. So I want Tom Brady to go while he can still talk. You know, we talk about these movies like the movie Concussion and the repercussions, of course, of guys in the NFL being punched drunk like boxers and this and that after a few years of NFL action. Well, that's for real. No doubt about that. Straight up, I want to thank Dominic Jimenez, of course, Dom's Diner, and you got to look at the fact that Seth Meyers brings him each and every week here on the Taco Matt Audio Magazine. The executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. My name is Johnny Taco. Don't forget, we come to each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's 10 p.m. Pacific time, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel, of course, iTunes, Stitcher.com. We got about 1,000 different places, but the bottom line is you're tuned to the Taco Matt Audio Magazine, an exclusive production of Sports Byline.